first thing is let's get our hands washed.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And there's lots of things in the sink. That's it. Don't put your hands in a bowl. Just do it under the tap. That's it. There we go. Just so. If you want to run upstairs and get that, but come straight down, please. Don't.
I don't know. That might have put it away.
You might have put it away, but dry your hands properly. And run upstairs. Be ever so quick coming back.
Of course I will. I've run down.
Well, before you put it on, there's one you need to put your tabard on. So, and you can't get that over your head if you're wearing a hat. So just carry the hat down, please. Okay. Oh, Tom. Banging and clattering. Thomas, be quick.
Sorry?
Be quick, Thomas.
Where's the hat?
I don't know, you had it yesterday.
Under the bed.
It was what?
Hiding under the bed.
Hiding under the bed. Let's put this tabard on.
Yep.
Your hands are nice and clean and you've got your chef's hat, haven't you?
Yep.
Okay. There we go. Pop it on.
I could get all the things we need.
You can get all the things we need, can't you?
Alright. The first thing.
The first thing, and do you know what that is?
Sugar.
Sugar? It is, it's icing sugar. One moment. It's out, we don't need the stool, you can go back over to the table now.
Thanks.
Now we'll weigh the sugar out.
Well, I can I weigh it?
You can, yeah.
Thanks. Well, I'm going to do anything I want to do now.
Right, now you need to find the weight that says 4 on it, please. Not a little 4, just it says 4 on its own. That 1 and the 4 means a quarter. Just 1 that should say 4 all on its own.
1.
No, it says 4.
1.
What if it's 1 that says 4? No, 1 that says 4.
1.
What does that say?
4.
4, right, we'll pop that on that brass plate then, please. And we don't need the other weights now, do we?
This is the heaviest.
Right. So we don't know, we just put the 4 there. We don't need any of the other weights, Thomas. No, we don't need any weights. And we need to tip this into here.
Come on.
Yes, put the other weights away, please.
Well, it doesn't matter, you can tip it in.
That's it. Icing sugar is very powdery. And all the dust floats up, doesn't it? Now we've got to watch very carefully. And when you think it's going down, sharp moment, it's going down.
It's gone down.
Has it gone down? Right, well that's 4 ounces of sugar. Okay.
What
else do we need? No, be wicked. Right, now we need to put that into a bowl. Before we do that, we need to sieve it. Let us sieve. Where's the sieve? On up there, look. The other one's in the dishwasher, I think, isn't it?
Mm.
Not to worry. And what sort of spoon is this, Thomas?
A teaspoon.
A wooden spoon.
Mm.
Yeah. Would you like to tip that into the bowl?
I know what I'll do.
Okay. You look very nice with your hat on.
Oh.
Proper chef, aren't you? And then we want to put some hot water in. The kettle boiled not so long ago, so we're using a chicken and pepper. And we need to measure this out with these measuring spoons. That one's a tablespoon. So if I put the water in, and when it's full to the top, you can tip it into the bowl. That's it.
Yeah.
We'll try another one. We won't put too much water in. Which I might use a whisk rather than a wooden spoon for this. Let me see how the little whisk is. Right, here's the whisk. I'll just put the kettle back, forget about that on the table. If it's too stiff, we'll add a little bit more water to it.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
What's the matter?
Alex saw this.
Oh! Cheeky monkey, my back was turned.
Mom, taste some of it. Very tasty.
Is it very tasty?
Alright, add some more. Mummy, can I add some more?
Sure you can in a minute.
Thanks.
Now look, you're going to have to wash your hands again. Every time you lick your hands, your fingers, you're going to have to go and wash them again before you touch the food. Look, the time to lick the icing is at the end when we finish, don't you? That's a little bit runny, that, so I think we'll add some more icing sugar. No, when we're finished, that's the time to lick. Otherwise, you'll have to keep going and washing your hands. Right, now this time, let's just add, say, another half an ounce. I know we should be metric, but we're not because the weights aren't. Okay, you watch the scales and tell me when the sugar is heavier than the weight.
Down.
It's gone down? Right, would you like to tip that into the bowl, please? No, tip that into the bowl. No, the icing sugar into the bowl. That's good boy.
No need mine.
We'll have to do lots of buns like this, Thomas, for birthday party, won't we?
We'll
need to
have some of it in the spoon.
You can
have
a minute
when it's mixed.
Thanks. That feels a little bit thicker. If it's too runny, it's going to run straight off the buns, isn't it?
Mm.
We've been cheating today, because usually we make our own buns, don't we? We make the mixture, and we put the buns into bun cases. The mixture into bone cases and we bake the buns. And then we cool them and then we ice them. Now today we actually bought some buns, haven't we? It's still a little bit runny. Let's try another.
Do I want sandwich?
Would you like to put the one that says one on there, please? And shout me when you see it going down.
No!
Oh, right. Let's make sure we're into the bowl, please.
Yeah. Nick,
it comes, there we are, that should be fine now. What do you think?
Let me whisk it down too.
Looks a bit like snow, doesn't it? Anyway, would you like a little whiz? With a whisk? That's it, I'll have a bowl. Do you like that?
Nice.
You don't lick it from there, Thomas. Mix it up. Got to have it so there are no lumps of sugar left. That's why we should have sifted it really, shouldn't we? What colour is it? And is it shiny?
Yeah.
The sugar's dull, isn't it? And then you put the water on. And what happens once you put the water on? It goes shiny, doesn't it? It changes colour. It's still white, it's just a different sort of white. I want you to go and wash your hands again now, please. Yeah. We can eat one of the buns when they're done.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Taste.
What's it taste of?
Taste of lemon and strawberry.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's quite surprising, really, because there aren't lemons or strawberries in it, are there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, would you like a towel, darling? Let's see. A towel. And then while you're down, we'll reach these buns. They're in the box with blue lead. Can you see them? There should be two boxes with blue lids.
Two.
I think we need both of them.
And then?
We need both of them, please.
Right.
Okay?
Just a minute.
You're a clever boy, aren't you? Right, now would you like to reach your tray, please? The tray that we had before. That's the tray. That's it. I think we'll move that chair out of the way. We don't need a chair, do we? Okay. Now, open the box.
Get some out.
Would you like to unwrap them? They're all wrapped in plastic, aren't they? We won't take them out of the bun cases, we'll just take them out of the cellophane.
And then put it on there.
Let's put them in the tray. That's right.
Okay.
Right, what's I'll do with this whisk, Thomas? I've given you an extra big whisk.
Mummy,
it's not very much, aren't you? Well, I'll tell you what, I'll open this and you can take the buns out.
It's
done. Anyway, I'll open the cellophane and take the buns out. Right, look at this icing now, dropping off this
yummy
whisk. I'll put the whisk with the icing on into the weighing pan on the scales. Oh, look who's outside.
Who?
Is that?
Ice cream man.
I never heard his sound, did you?
Mum.
Never heard his sire, his little. Today's the day the teddy bear's hat. Today.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there's lots of rubbish in the bin. Right, we'll watch him drive away in a minute. Let's see if anybody's gone to him, shall we? Oh yes, somebody has. Who's that? Is that Liam's mummy?
No.
No? Or he's driven away. Let's just listen and see if we can hear him ring when he gets round to Christopher's house. Listen. I could hear something then, but we usually hear him, don't we?
The drip drip.
Well, the drip drip is the drip drip of the tap where you washed your hands and didn't turn it off properly. But
here's more.
We usually hear him sing Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear him sing that, did you? Oh, right, you're clever now. You're taking the label off the box, don't you? Well, that's going to make a lovely sound. You rip the plastic label off the box. That's fantastic, Thomas. So they're not easy to get off, those, are they? Is it stuck to your hand now? Big rip. Oh, leather. Are you fighting with it? Oh, it's come off beautifully, actually. This one has as well. I haven't really thought about taking the label off this lid because I just thought it would be a nuisance to get off, but you managed that so well.
No bun cases.
Right. This is a treat, so, isn't it?
There's more underneath.
Right. Well, we'll leave some of them wrapped up. Thank you.
Thank you.
But do you remember when we had a coffee morning?
Yeah.
On Friday then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Last Friday, wasn't it? I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to make biscuits. Because we had a lot of people coming, didn't we? They came and they had cups of tea and cups of coffee and homemade biscuits. And on the table we had balloons. And we had daffodils, and we had more biscuits ready for people to take home, didn't we?
Yep.
And you put Smarties in jars, do you remember that?
Yeah.
So people could guess how many Smarties were in the jar, and all the money raised went to meningitis, didn't it? And it was £204, or £207, I think, by the way. Let's just count how many we've got. You count how many.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right, well, let's open two more. One more packet with two gloves in.
Got three more.
We've got three more packets, but we only want one more with two buns in, and then we've got a dozen buns, haven't we? 12 buns. What shape are these buns, Thomas?
Square.
They're not square, are they? But they're not round like normal buns. Mm. What are they?
Rectangles.
Rectangles.
Oh, more.
Made in Spain, these.
No,
we don't need to, no, yes, but we're not going to unwrap any more now, Thomas. We'll see if we've got enough ice on first. So we can leave those wrapped up in the packet, Thomas, please.
I'm gonna let you know if
that's it. Right. And how many are there? There are two in each packet, and you have two packets. How many have you got?
Two. One, two, three, four, five.
Five?
Yeah.
You should just have four. Now, I'll put some icing on.
Can I do that?
You can do that, and we've got to go in the cupboard for something else. This will be nice.
What is it?
Aha. What's Mummy got from Mrs. Sweet Shop? Have a look in the bag and see what Mummy bought from Mrs. Sweet Shop. You tell me what you can find in there. And I know how many there are, so no pinching.
Jelly babies!
Ah, well, I thought we could put a jelly baby on each box. And we've got some Smarties left for another day, haven't we? Okay?
Where's that spoon at?
The spoon is here. You found it?
Yeah.
Let's just do one at a time, Thomas, so we don't get messy. Okay, before you start, let's get a plate. A little plate will be fine. Now, we've got one plate. Now, one bun at a time. I'll put the icing on the bun. That's it. You need to talk to me while you're doing it. Tell me what you're doing. No, Thomas, you don't do that. No, I'm doing it now. No, you don't do... No. I do not do that again, please. Yes, but you don't do that. If I see you do that again, I'm doing it. Okay? No, we need more than that on love. Let me do one just to show you.
Okay.
I'll do this one to show you. And we won't fall out, will we?
Yeah.
Right, nice bit of icing on the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, shall we drizzle it?
Yeah.
If we just drizzle a little bit right along the bun, like that.
Then you want a jelly baby?
Yes, you can have one. You can eat one, but the others are for the buns. Now look, the icing will start to drizzle down the sides. I hope that green jelly baby is for the bun, is it?
Yeah.
Good. What colour was the one you popped in your mouth?
Yellow.
Was it? There you are. Can you do the jelly baby? It's a nice little bed for a jelly baby, isn't it? Oh, what do you think to that? Right, would you like to do another one? There you are. You can do the others. You can do them. That's fine. I'll just watch. You tell me what you're doing. When you're doing it. What are you doing? Looking it up and down. You're looking for the spoon?
Yeah.
It's in the bowl with the icing. It's a big spoon. Now, twiddle it round. If you turn the spoon round like that quickly, that's it. It stops the icing dripping. Now onto the bun. Oh, very nice. That's right. A little bit more. You're very good at this, aren't you? When you do look the part, you've got a beautiful waterproof tabard on with all sorts of animals on it. Elephants and snakes and bees and lions. Clever, and you've got Daddy Chef's hat. That's a lovely jelly baby. Shall we give them names? I can't remember
Tommy. That one's Mum and Dad. One's called Dad.
Right, Mummy and Daddy. Right, would you like another bun?
Yes.
There we are. I'm going to put some icing on that one. Can you reach, or would you like a chair or a little stool? Can you manage?
All right.
Are you sure? Okay. That's right, turn the spoon round quick. Turn it in. That's it. It's brilliant. It. You're a good boy, Tom, aren't you? Okay. You're very quiet. That's the only problem. When you're concentrating, you don't talk to me much. And I need you to talk to me. Pretend you're on television. You're on Ready, Steady, Cook or something like
Ready,
that.
Ready, Steady, Cook.
And you're telling me what you're doing as you're going along. You're doing a cook.
Now it's nearly finished. The one who's making makes...
Who's making? cakes. Right, what's that jelly bean?
Ah.
Is it an orange one?
Yeah.
And what's his name?
He is called Harry.
Harry? Harry the orange jelly baby. Oh, very nice. There we are, another one. You can pop a little bit more icing on if you like, Thomas, because we've got quite a lot of cakes and quite a lot of icing. So I think we've enough icing to put a little drop more on. Do you like to get a bit more on your spoon to start with? Right. Okay, we twist it round quick. Whee! There you are. They look like iced finger buns, don't they? Do you remember those that we get in Tesco sometimes?
Yeah.
They're bread, but they have icing on. Tom Henry. That sound is the sound of Thomas licking icing from his finger. Right, shall I do this one while you're busy doing that? Because you're going to have to go and rinse your hands again, aren't you? No. Go and rinse your hands. Every time you lick your fingers, it's hand rinse time when you're dealing with food.
There's no one more jelly baby.
Well, in a minute, we'll have a cake, shall we? Come on then, have a jelly
baby.
I'm
going to have one of those.
Yeah, have a jelly baby, and then go and rinse your hands quick. The number of times you have to rinse your hand, it'll teach you not to lick. I'm looking forward to these, actually.
I am.
Are you? There we are. Right, we've got one orange jelly baby called Harry, and we've got another one now. What's his name?
Thomas.
Thomas and Harry.
And the mum's called Harry.
The mum's called Harry?
Yeah.
It's a funny name for a mummy. Oops. What, Big Harry and Little Harry? I'll tell you something, talking of big, just look at their tummies on these jelly babies. I think they've had a lot of these cakes. Scrummy. Right, shall I pass you another one? There you are. I think so. There you are, Chef. That's it. Onto the bun. Lovely. Do you like a little bit more icing on that, Thomas?
No, I have this.
A green one. Now, what's the green one called?
Mr. Mummy.
Mr. Mummy. And why is he called Mr. Mummy?
Because he's Mr.
It's a funny smell. It's a sort of a sweet black currant smell. I think it must be off the jelly babies, don't you? Right, I'll put icing on this one, and you can choose it. Oh, bless you, sweetheart. You can put...
I turned around quick.
I know you did. That's very good. You turned around, you didn't go anywhere near the food. You choose a jelly baby for that one. That's got lots of icing on. Look at that. And what's his name? This is a black jelly baby. What's he
Mr.
called?
Mr. Harry.
Mr. Harry. So they're all called Mummy, Daddy or Harry. Right, would you like to put icing on that?
Thank you.
We've got some Smarties as well. I think we ought to put some Smarties.
I got a yellow one. He's called Nothing.
He's called Nothing, you say? Oh, look, I know which colour Smartie you choose.
Blue, I love you.
Blue, I love you. Look, the blue Smartie is the colour of the lid on the box.
Blue.
He's the same shade of blue almost, isn't he? Is it the same colour as the blue on the Smartie box? Yes, look at that. Three blues in a row. A blue Smartie, a blue Smartie box, and a blue cake box lid. How's that? Would you like a little bit more icing on that, sweetheart?
No, I haven't got this.
We need to put that on before we put the icing in.
That's
okay. Right, there we are.
Why don't we have any needles for?
Well, we're going to put some Smarties on some.
Right.
Okay.
Can I have these?
Go on, you can have a Smartie. I suppose we should always test what we're giving, shouldn't we, to our customers?
Okay.
Right. It. It's like a crane, isn't it? Lifting icing with a teaspoon high enough above the bowl and then dropping it, drizzling it onto the cake. Is that good fun, Tom?
Yeah.
Let's put a little drop more icing because otherwise we're going to have lots of icing left at the end of the day. If we have, what I'll do, Tom, I'll put it in a little bowl with a lid at just a minute. And we can perhaps make some more another day. We can ice some biscuits. We used to do that a lot, didn't we?
Making eyes,
that's right. Two blue Smarties, two blue eyes. Ah, fingers. Looks like a mum. Mr. Thomas.
Oh, yes, it is.
He's got a blue nose as well.
And a purple mouth.
And a purple mouth.
Oh, yeah, a blue mouth.
And two blue eyes. What? Well, where's his eyes? Those two. Where's his mouth? Blue mouth.
No. Mouth.
Oh, right. He is a monster because his eyes and his mouth are in funny places, aren't they? Well, if they're not, two eyes, a nose and a mouth.
Looks drizzling.
He is drizzling, isn't he? A drizzly monster.
Drizzly
wizzly lizzly. Drizzly wizzly lizzly. Look even more appealing, don't they, when you've got icing dripping off the side. It says, scrummy, scrummy, eat me, please. What do you think?
Scrummy tummy, eat my tummy.
I'm so rumbly in my tumbly. Is that Winnie the Pooh or Tigger?
You don't know.
It's one of them, isn't it? Let's put a drop more icing on there. Now, are you doing Smarties again?
Smarties and Jelly Babies.
Oh.
And this one.
Both of them. Right. Ah, now what's
you would guess which one I'm having, that one.
What, with a Smartie and a Jelly Baby on it? Yes, I thought you might. Now what's happening there? What's the Jelly Baby? Yes, in a minute. We've only got three more to ice. What's this Jelly Baby called?
Thomas.
Thomas.
It's my name.
All right. And what's the green Smartie for?
It's for nothing.
Are you pretending the green Smartie belongs to Thomas the Jelly Baby?
Please add
this. Yes, go on, yes, that's fine.
And yellow too.
Yes. Seeing as it's you. Right. Why is she going to decorate this one for me? What are we going to put on that one?
Two Jelly Babies.
Two Jelly Babies.
They're policemen.
Are they? What are their names? I think there's room only for
Harry
and Harry. I think there's room only for one, really, Tom. You can put a Smartie on with it, if you like.
And it comes.
Oh no! No, that's cheeky. Right, two more to decorate, and the spare Jelly Babies go back in the bag for another day. Because listen, if we've got leftover icing, we can do some ice biscuits later on in the week, can't we? You look like you're skiing. What are you doing? What are you doing? Is that a great excitement? Right, two more buns to ice, Tom, and decorate.
Okay. The last one.
I want some Jelly Babies left. You need to put the icing on first.
Can I eat them?
No, no, no. They're for another day, Tom.
Or just one of them.
You can eat one, but decorate the buns. Put plenty of icing on. And then we're going to sit and eat one in a minute.
Oh, yum.
Yum yum. It's nice, isn't it? It's like snow. Frizzly snow. You could write a name with it, couldn't you?
Look when you do.
Put a bit more icing on it, otherwise nothing will stick to it. No, Thomas, that's a nice pattern, isn't it? Like a spider's web. Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Do any spiders live on your buns?
Yep. 32
spiders, oh gosh.
That's the hairy ones.
Oh dear. 32 hairy spiders?
Yep.
Oh, and how many legs do they have?
32.
They each have 32 legs.
And they can climb up my arm if they want.
Oh. I think time up your arm. I don't want them anymore.
They tickle you.
I bet they do. 32 legs. 32 spiders with 32 legs.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible to me.
I'm going
to
make Deb a little birthday web.
Are you a little birthday web? Sounds very nice.
I don't think I'm a spider. Happy birthday, spider.
Pink jelly baby. And a pink Smartie. Now, what's that one called?
Mr. Smartie.
Mr. Smartie, right. Yes, we'll put Mr. Smartie there. Now, decorate the other one. Right, decorate the other one, Tony.
Like that.
Yes. Just one on the bun. That's it. Are you going to put a Smartie with him?
No, I don't want.
You don't want to, okay. right. We might as well eat those Smarties. It's not worth putting them back in the box, is it?
Mm.
Right, have we 2, 4, 6, 8, and 12 buns. I haven't eaten any before the way finished. That's good, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, shall we have a bun now? Shall we sit at the table and eat a bun?
Yeah.
Can I sit down? You can see under that hat.
Yeah.
Right, you sit down and I'll be the waiter and I'll serve you a nice cake.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your hat off, that's right. You're a customer now, aren't you? Lovely, should I tuck you in? There you are, customer. Now, which one would you like? That one with all the Smarties on it? There you are. And which one could I have?
No.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, with the yellow yellow jelly baby on him.
Mm.
May I sit next to you?
Yeah.
Much. Mm. What's it taste like? Oh, you need to take the paper off, then. Shall I help you with the paper?
Mm.
Yeah, we've got so much icing on. The paper case was buried, wasn't it? There you are. Mm. And there's a little bit more icing for you to lick off that whisk.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, there's some icing that's dripped on the plate. Shall we share that?
Yeah.
Mm. What do you think of these?
Yum.
They're very yum, aren't they, these?
They're very scrummy.
They're very scrummy.
Mm.
It's like having a little birthday party, isn't it, for two of us? Would you like ice buns at your birthday?
Yes.
Mm. Round ones or ones like these?
One like these. And can I have the black haired
Kira? The black haired
Kira, yes. My party.
Mm.
Mm. Thanks. I upset her yesterday and she went like this.
Why did you upset her?
Because she didn't like it. But she still comes to my party.
She can still come to your party.
Mm-hmm.
You made a loud noise and it upset her.
And having all this.
Mm. That's the best bit, isn't it?
Mm. You're not having any.
Oh, I've had plenty, thank you. I'm going to have one more bun, if that's allowed. Is it too loud?
The cook said, you better ask me.
Excuse me, cook. Please may I have another jelly baby bun? Which one may I have?
You can have any of them. You can choose.
Well, shall I have this one?
Yeah.
It's nearest. Thank you. This is the black jelly baby. I've forgotten what we called him.
Harry.
Harry. Harry, sorry. About to eat you. Mm. They smell really nice, don't they?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, normally we buy jelly babies in bags, don't we? So I went into Mrs. Sweet Shop's the other day and I asked for some jelly babies. And she said, oh, I haven't got any bags, I've just got them loose in the jar. So she weighed me out, she had scales like this. She took a big glass jar down from the shelf, that's the little sweet shop in Didsbury. I told her how many I wanted and she weighed them out.
Mm.
And then she popped them, she poured them straight from that spout on the weighing pan into a bag, and then I paid her and said, thank you, Mrs. Sweet Shop, bye bye. And I said, Thomas and I are going to make some buns. And she thought that sounded really nice. And there was another lady in the shop who said, when it's her birthday, she always has chocolate M&Ms on her cake. Have you seen those little sweets?
No.
Yeah. A bit like Smarties, and they're called M&Ms, they're all different colours. Because apparently when she was a little girl, well, not a little girl, when she was growing up, she grew up in a different country. And she said M&Ms were available in the shops there a long time before they were available in our shops. So to remind her of home, when it's her birthday, she always puts M&Ms on her cake.
Mm.
What sort of cake would you like?
I like Fireman's.
Fireman's some cake. Hmm. You had a fireman's summer cake, Ben?
No.
Who was it?
Nobody.
thought you told me somebody had a salmon sand cake.
It's only joking.
Oh, Thomas. You told me they'd bought it in Asda. You little monkey, I was going to go to Asda to get you one of those. You tease me. Don't you? Poor mummy. Are you enjoying the cake?
What?
Your chin has gone blue.
Good.
And your tongue has gone blue off those Smarties. Oh, blue tongue. What colour's mine?
White.
White? Must be the icing. Oh, I enjoyed those.
I did.
Did you? Are we going to have another one?
Yeah. You're allowed to have one.
Am I?
Yeah.
Better save one for Daddy, haven't we?
Don't want any more of this.
Don't you? Okay.
But you can have it.
Well, I think I'm all right. Would you like these little Smarties that I'll have? There's only four.
No, you can have this if you want. Don't mind if I don't.
Thank you. Would you like these four Smarties?
No,
are you full?
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a little boy who's been eating icing while he's been making the cakes.
Yes. That is me.
Mmm. Would you like just the jelly baby?
Yeah.
All right.
Off each one.
No, not off each one. Off one. Right, now in its place, while the icing, before the icing sets, let's put these Smarties on. No, we haven't got a bare bun. Not a bare bum, a bare bun. There we are. Right. Now when it's set, we'll put them in the tin. In fact, we'll put them back in one of those boxes. Mmm. Whoever's listening to this will hear us going chomp, 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 won't they?
The nice cake.
Oh.
One more.
Oh, no, not the jelly baby's time. Don't take the... No, don't take them. No, not if you're not eating the cake.
No, just one more.
Well, don't take them from the cakes, Thomas. Where's that bag gone? Where's the bag with the spare ones in? I said we have to leave those for another day. Don't, please don't take them off the cake. It's
okay.
Very well. There are two left now. They were supposed to be for another day, so another day when you want sweets and there aren't any. Just remember that you ate them all today.
Okay. No. Two green.
Two green ones. We should save them, really. Mm. These taste scrummy, Tom, don't they? And it's even nicer because Mummy hasn't had to make the buns. They're being springy and light, aren't they?
And lots of things, and I'm not letting Jean have any because...
You're not letting Jean have any?
You're not Dee.
Oh, right.
Where's his head gone?
Oh, Dee's head's gone. All together.
Look.
Mm. His big tummy still there, isn't it? He looks like he's been eating all the cakes. Oh, but he's only got his legs left. Poor little man.
And look after him.
Poor little green man. Oh, where are you going to look after him? In your tummy?
No.
Where are you going to look after him?
Here.
Here?
Look now.
Oh, he keeps disappearing.
Yeah, he does.
In your tummy.
Really different. Doesn't move.
Where does he keep going?
Walking off with nothing.
Walking off with nothing? One of these buns. Is one of the buns eating him? One of the jelly babies from the buns?
Yeah.
Are they getting off the icing and going walkie, 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 walk?
Yeah.
And eating him?
Yeah.
You look like you've had a really good time. You've got icing and Smarty all round your mouth. Oh, and of course you're licking your tongue.
I've been eating him.
Have you? I thought you might have. Just like that. I think I'll eat him. And then Gal finish him off. Oh dear, you get locked down today.
Look. No.
You have to go to the hospital. And they put you in an ambulance and put you on a stretcher and wheel you into the hospital and say, I think we need to x-ray this little boy. They put the big camera on your tummy and they'll say, he's been eating green jelly babies. And when you have an x-ray, they can see everything. Everything inside of you.
My bad bottom.
And they see your bottom. And they'd see all the jelly babies and all the Smarties. And they'd say, there's a little boy who wasn't concentrating when he crossed the road. That's why he got knocked down. He was too busy thinking about jelly babies and sweets and icing and cakes. I could hear a train.
Might be me.
Might be you. Well, why are you going on the train?
Manchester, and my train's not leaving 2 minutes.
You're going to Manchester and the train's leaving 2 minutes. Oh dear, dear. Right, we're going to wash our hands, haven't we?
Very quick.
Careful now. Careful.
No, the train's gone.
Has it? Oh dear.
Manchester, won't forget me. Yeah.
Right, let's try it. Wash your hands and then we can go up your train tracks so that we can go play with the train for a few minutes, can't we?
And you could drive me, couldn't you?
I could drive, yes. Let's just rinse your hands.
Yes, please, can you have a lift in your truck?
You can, yes.
Thank you. And the bus driver, back to a bus depot.
You're a bus driver and you don't know the way back to your bus depot? Why is that?
I don't know. It's the one who's parked on the road like that. And so there, that's the 42 bus. Anybody thinks, oh no, where's that sneak driver gone?
Right, Tom, shall we just take your tabard off, please?
Okay. Goodbye, Cobuck.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, cook.
Oh, goodbye, cook. Yes, you're not a cook anymore, are you?
No, definitely.
Not now you've taken your tabard off. I'll just move the microphone in here if you're going to play with your trains.
Right.
Okay. The sun keeps going in and out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it must be something wrong with us.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we had a turn's aid.
Well, you haven't had it very long, have you? A little surprise for you.
I thought it was a new train.
Well, the train table's new, isn't it?
It is.
Please.
There you go.
Thank you.
If it just falls off, it doesn't matter.
Right, okay.
Waiting for more passengers.
Oh, I see. I wonder what the delay was. Because you look like you're about to wave your flag and blow your whistle, and then everything just came to a standstill. Are the people running?
Yep.
Over the bridge?
Yep. 2 minutes and then it's driving off.
Oh gosh, but look at that poor lady with the suitcase. It's really heavy. Oh, can you not just wait? Oh, she's on. She's got there.
Good.
Whew. Where's it going to, this train?
Manchester and Piccadilly and London.
Manchester, Piccadilly and London. Where are we getting on? Where are we at?
London.
Oh, right. Right, so off we go. Oh, first thing, he's come to a turntable.
Now, shall I do the ding-dongs too?
Yes, please.
Like that.
Okay.
On the platform, and ding-dong, now you're at Piccadilly.
Oh, that was quick, wasn't it, from London?
Yeah.
Oh, what's happened there?
Just knocked the gun on, and the trees fall down.
Why did the trees fall down?
Because I'm the flag and the trees fall down.
You waved your flag and the trees fell down? Well, you're a funny guard, aren't you? There's a big tunnel here, look, Thomas. Oh, I sat on something now that makes a noise. Oh, it's the mobile phone. Suddenly had the Japanese lady talking through my skirt saying, hello, can I help you? Oh, look, there's a big tunnel now. Right, you'll have to take the train round there, Thomas. What's that noise? Is that that's an aeroplane, isn't it? Can you hear it in the sky? What do you think that's going to?
Glasgow.
Glasgow?
Now you're Manchester Piccadilly again.
Right. Is he not coming to the station?
No. No, he's coming.
Through the tunnel? Right, he's here now. He's at the station.
Ding dong. Is he getting up at platform 3? Please don't forget all your members.
Don't forget all your members? Do you remember don't forget all your luggage?
Don't forget all your luggage.
If you're getting off the train, please remember to take all your belongings with you. Is that what they say? We've been to look at the trains, haven't we? Where have we been? Where did we go, Thomas?
Mother's in shade.
Pardon? Pardon? Where did we go?
I don't know.
Well, we've been to Burnage Station, haven't we?
No.
And we've been to Piccadilly. Yes?
I just wait
for
my flag.
Oh, sorry, well, yes, I'm waiting.
No, I'm just doing something, maybe some wind.
Pardon? Maybe some wind?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where the tree blew down when you waved your flag before? And we've been to Manchester Airport, and we've been to Piccadilly, and we've been to you. Oh, he's off again. Through the tunnel, right, you'll have to take over now. We've been to York, haven't we?
Yeah.
And where did we go in York? To the railway museum.
Yep.
That was good, wasn't it? Mm. They had bigger train tracks than this. Well, it was just, oh, look at this plane up in the sky, Thomas, look. Can you see it outside? He's going fast, he's going up, isn't he?
Mm.
It was just the model railway museum. It wasn't the big railway museum, was it?
No. There you go, Daddy.
Thank you.
Oh!
Intercity Express, this train says, Thomas.
Oh, wow. Hey!
Oh, he's gone without you blowing. Oh, wow. He's a naughty train. He's a runaway train. The runaway train went down the hill and he blew.
Mummy, hear this in a few minutes. Ding dong! The express train is going to come out. So, if you think that whistle at 4 and 9, it's not his whistle.
What's that mean?
That means if you think it's my whistle, it's not.
Oh, right. Well, whose whistle is it?
A friend over the road.
Oh, your friend over the road. What's your friend called?
Dean.
Dean? And where's Dean's train going to?
No, he's the guard.
Oh, is he? Yes, but he must be blowing all the train away.
Mm.
Where's his train going?
London.
That's going to London as well.
And that one is too.
London King's Cross or London Euston?
London King's Cross.
London King's Cross. Do you know what station there is in London?
What?
Paddington. Do you remember me telling you about Paddington Bear?
Yeah.
What's he eat? Marmalade sandwiches?
Yeah.
And does he keep them under his hat?
Yeah.
That's a little suitcase, hasn't he? It says, please look after this bear. And he wears a little duffel coat and wellies.
That's my whistle.
Right. Oops, have I got to be the whatever as well?
Mm.
What's he called?
Stop!
Signal man. Right, he stopped. Didn't they? What sort of things did they have?
Trains.
But they had trains during the day, trains at night. They had a fairground, didn't they? You could hear all the music of the fairground, the merry-go-rounds. And then at night it lit up, didn't it? And your favourite was the near the harbour, wasn't it? What happened there?
Oh, I like that post train.
Oh, you like the post train, yeah.
The one with one carriage.
That's right, and there was the royal train as well. But the harbour, the big ferry in the harbour, what did it keep saying?
Woo woo!
Woo woo! And during the day we could hear all the seagulls, couldn't we?
Yeah.
And then at night it went dark and we heard woo woo.
What was that?
That was the big ferry.
Yeah. Mum, hey, the Royal has more carriages.
The Royal train, yes.
Yeah, if it has 62.
Right. The little steam train was nice.
Yeah.
Well, that area for Thomas the Tank Engine was good as well, wasn't it?
Look, wake up.
Right, not too loud with that now, Thomas.
Oh, Mummy, go, it's night.
Okay.
Yours goes at night.
He doesn't like the hill, does he? He managed to get him over the hill without any problems the other day. I'm having great difficulty. Right. There we are.
You go at when it's night and you start when it's morning, don't you?
I usually do, yes. No, don't put that on.
But now it's morning.
Oh, I put the light on to make it lighter so it's morning.
So, Mummy, now you sleep now, don't you?
Oh, I'd like to, yes, please.
Stay down.
Oh, the funny thing is you turn the light off to make it darker. And the sun's come out again and the room's gone light. It's a funny daytime.
It's morning.
Don't keep playing with the light switch, Thomas, now.
Oh, it's morning still. I'll just sleep.
So I have to work during the night, do I?
Yeah.
And sleep during the day?
Yeah.
Oh,
all day.
All day?
Yeah.
So I'm on the night train to London and King's Cross, am I?
Yeah.
Right, do you think I have as many passengers as if I went during the day?
32.
I've just got 32 passengers.
And 32 back.
All right, is it the same 32? Mm. Have they just been on a day trip to London?
Yeah, every day they come.
Every day they go to London? The same 32?
Yeah.
And what do they go to see?
Anything.
Are they on a that's a train. Are they on a sightseeing tour?
Yeah.
Do they go to visit the Queen at Buckingham Palace?
I think so.
Do you? What does she say to them when they get there?
Oh, do you want to be my guest?
All right. And do you think they say yes please, Mum?
Yeah.
And does she give them tea?
No, she just asked them.
What does she ask them?
Do you want a new tea?
And if they say yes, does she get a maid to make it for them?
The king.
Well, the king makes it, does he? Mm. Oh, very good. So the queen asks the guests if they want tea. When they say yes, she shouts, "King, put the kettle on, please." Is that right?
Yeah. It's morning, so you better go to sleep.
Okay. If these people that Thomas travel to London every night, when they get to Buckingham Palace, the Queen will be in bed.
Oh!
Where is she?
They stay there at morning. They come back at night.
Oh, I see. So I'm only driving them from London back home, am I?
Yeah.
Right, I see. But they've been there all day, have they?
Yeah.
Right. Now what's happening? Is the guard having a rest?
He's going to sleep.
Why is he going to sleep?
Because he sleeps when it's morning too.
Oh, I see.
Well, then you better too.
I will. There's another plane going up in the air, Thomas. Rising right up, look.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see him? Mm-hmm. And the sun's out again. The sky's quite blue today. Look at that.
Yeah.
And this plane, can you see? He's going right up. Can you see where I'm sitting? He's climbing higher and higher in the sky. Look. Can you see him?
Yeah, I can't.
Where do you think he's going to?
Glasgow again.
Glasgow again. So all my passengers on the train go to London, King's Cross every night. And every plane that we've seen this afternoon leaving Manchester Airport is going to Glasgow, is it?
Mm.
Must be lots of people going to Glasgow. Why are they going there?
They just like it.
They like it, do they?
Yeah.
Who lives in Glasgow?
Nobody.
Well, Anna Marie's parents live in Glasgow. Samara's grandparents live in Glasgow.
No. Little meow.
Pardon?
Have you got a cat?
I got a cat. I have a cat. She's called Peggy, yes. Do you have a cat? You better pick Daddy's newspaper up, Thomas. Do you have a cat?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Would you like to stroke my cat when we find her? Most stations have a cat.
Okay, I will.
We've got a big station clock there.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's 8.
8 o'clock? You're quite right. Well, that could be 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night, which is it?
It's still morning.
Is it? So it's 8 o'clock in the morning. So we're about to go to bed, aren't we? Or are we still getting up? But the station clock's saying 8
Nine.
O'clock.
Moment. Yes. Is it still shining?
Yeah.
Or something? It doesn't matter.
Oh, right, it's night time now. Is it 8 o'clock at night?
Yep.
Right. When this big hand moves from the 11 to the 12, it's 8 o'clock. The little hand's on 8, and the big hand's move to 12. What time is it?
Time for you to go.
Time for me to go. It's 8 o'clock. Time for me to go. Right, okay. I'll just wait for the guard to blow his whistle and wave his flag. And then I'll be going. Whoopsie daisy, you alright?
Yeah. I'm going to stand.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'd see you better really if you stood. Right, off you go. Oops, he's having a problem in the tunnel. And up, through he goes. And now, chuck, chuck, chuck.
Ding dong! If you get off of this platform, please. Don't forget all your members.
Don't forget all your belongings.
Oh, all your belongings.
Belongings, that's right. Don't forget to take all your luggage. Don't forget to take things like teddy bears and coats and hats and umbrellas and suitcases and carrier bags and flags and seaside rock and all the other things that you have. Mind you, if you've been to London, they probably haven't got seaside rock, have they? Oh, what's that mean? He's going again, is he?
Yep.
Right, off you go. Oh, he sounds like he's running out of steam. What's happening? Oh, dear.
He's run out of coal.
Run out of
coal. I'll dip 32 in.
32 pieces of coal?
Yeah.
Right. Train to Glasgow or just train to London?
Anywhere.
Which is broken down in Scotland by the sounds of it. He needs refuelling again, doesn't he?
No.
There's a little train here not doing anything. He could carry some coal. Look. If he goes down that track. Oh dear. He took the wrong turning, didn't he? What happened to him?
Just bumped.
Did he bump again?
No.